I think we can all agree, couldn't we? Happy Easter, by the way. I think we can all agree that sometimes life can just be great, can't it? Can we have our first slide, Adrian? Oh, the second one. Sometimes it can just be wonderful. So I'm talking about, you know, the day when maybe your teacher or your boss at work will say to you, "That was just brilliant colouring in. You did a good job on that." Or maybe, you know, maybe the day when you get home and your wife says, "You can choose the DVD that we're watching tonight." You know, those days are just great, aren't they? Sometimes life can be good. But anyone who's been alive for 5 minutes also knows that sometimes life can really hit you in the face, can't it? Now that's a funny slide, but I'm being serious. Sometimes life can just be really hard, can't it? So it might be at school, maybe something's hard, or at work, you don't like what you're doing, or the people you work with. It could be sickness, especially when it's for a long time. That is hard, isn't it? I'm going to tell you one of the stories of a hard time in my life. So just before Lucy and I were getting married, 6 weeks before, I went to work as a manny. Now, have you heard of a nanny? You look after a child, right? So I was a man who was a nanny, a manny. And it wasn't, they were paying me a fair amount of money and we needed money for our wedding. That's why I went. But the parents weren't away. No, the parents were there. They could look after their son. But they needed me to help because their son was really violent. I mean, really, they struggled with this. It was, honestly, it was horrible. That's why I'm telling you the story. It was one of the hardest times of my life. Breakfast, he would punch his mum. And that was, nothing happened there. They didn't discipline him or anything, because that was just normal every day for them. They really struggled with it. It was horrible. And imagine, I mean, I could tell you more horror stories about that, but imagine there was no hope in that situation. It'd been going on for a while. This boy, he wasn't getting smaller. He was growing. He was getting bigger. The parents, they weren't getting stronger. They were getting older and frailer. It was a really tough situation. That's just one of my stories. You've all got stories, haven't you? Sometimes life is just really hard and hopeless. But Jesus is different, and people knew it. There we are. Jesus is different. So if you ever met Jesus, you would know that he cares about you. If you met him, you would feel that love. And although he still suffered, Jesus would take away sorrow, and he would give joy. And he seemed to have this plan to change things, didn't he? He seemed to be on this sort of idea that he was going to make things different. Now, I wonder if any of you know a promise that Jesus gave to his followers. Anyone at all? Why don't you just say to the person next to you just one promise that you think Jesus gave his followers. Go on, you've got 30 seconds. Well done. I'm sure you all found one. And if you knew where it was in the Bible, that's extra points. Okay, so Jesus gave some promises. Now, let's just start with some nice things he did. He healed everyone. He healed a lot of people that he met, didn't he? That's nice. But here's a promise from him. This is Matthew 11:28. "Come to me, all who work and are tired. I will give you rest." That's a nice promise, isn't it? Here's another one to his followers. "Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you." For his followers, there was a kingdom coming for them to have for themselves. That's amazing, isn't it? So you can understand, his followers just thought life was going to get better and better. Let's have our next slide. They thought life would just get better and better with Jesus around. And that's what I'm going to show you here. Can you see his happy face, bigger happy face, bigger, bigger, bigger? They thought life was going to get better and better. And maybe we think that as well about Jesus. So we're going to pretend to be those disciples at that time. So those disciples might say, following Jesus means I won't have to argue with my family anymore. Maybe they would say that. So you're going to take an opportunity to be like those disciples. So let's have the next slide. If you'd like, just finish that sentence with the person next to you. Now, for the second part of our Ole service, we've got some buzzwords. That means when I say a word, you all have to say a word too. So let's see the buzzwords. So when I say better, you all have to say yes. Adults, I was thinking of you. It's not too embarrassing, is it? You can do that, can't you? All right. When I say gone, you will have to say, oh. And when I say sad, you have to sniff like you're crying. Okay? Now, children, if you see any adults who aren't doing the words, then you can say, oi, mister or missus, you should be doing the words. But adults, if you see any children not doing them, you can give them a small tap on the wrist, say, you've got to do the words. All right. So, like we said, Jesus met a lot of sick people, and he often made them better. Jesus said, come to me, all who work and are tired, and I will give you rest. Now, doesn't that sound like for us, or followers of Jesus, things will be getting better? Yes. And remember, he even said that his followers would know him in heaven, and God would be their dad or father. And compared to now, that sounds a lot better. Well, it sounds really good, doesn't it? Right, so let me read to you from today's passage. I'm only going to read one verse now. So it's Matthew 28. If you have a Bible, follow along. Matthew 28. And it's just verse 1 right now. So, after the Sabbath, at dawn, on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. Now, at the tomb, that's where we put dead people, isn't it? The tomb is where dead people go. And the reason they were going to the tomb is because Jesus was dead and gone. Isn't that sad? So, look, Jesus has gone to the grave. It's the gravestone. Bit of grass. Now, that's really a bad thing, isn't it? Now, what does that mean? What does that, Jesus in the tomb, what does that mean for me and for you? Well, if you're a child, maybe you have the sort of problems that a child might have. Maybe you've lost something really valuable. You just can't find it. What that means is Jesus is in the tomb. You won't have any help from him. You've got to find it. It's your problem. You sort it out. Maybe there's just someone at school who you really struggle with. Or at home, there's no help from Jesus. It's your problem. You fix it. Maybe if you're an adult, maybe you have the sort of problems that some adults might have. It could be anything. It could be debt. It could be friends. Maybe someone has really hurt you and you struggle to be close to anyone. Well, you've got to sort that out. And if not, then you'll be lonely for the rest of your life. It could be all sorts of things. Illness. Maybe you feel you're a bad parent. Maybe you're just angry or depressed. Well, with Jesus in the tomb, there is no hope for us, other than what you can sort out yourself. And even if you have a great life, even if you think you can sort out all those problems, here's one thing you can't sort out. The grave. Because we all die, don't we? It's sad. That's the undefeatable problem for all of us, isn't it? That we die. Oh, sad. Oh, yeah. Well done. Right. So, you'll be gone. And Jesus is gone. And because of that, because Jesus is gone, we should be sad. Now, I'm going to tell you a story to tell you more what I mean. So, when I was at school, I had a fantastic teacher. This is primary school, year 5. She was brilliant. She would keep the whole class silent. So, the headmaster would come in, all the other noisy rooms, he'd come into our room. He couldn't believe our teacher kept the whole class silent all the time. She had complete control over the whole class. She read our class in year 5, The Hobbit. And we sat, we listen every day, 20 minutes. We listened to The Hobbit. She was a great teacher. How many teachers could do that now? Make a class listen to The Hobbit. When my pet parrot died, I came in, I cried, and she took me aside, she comforted me. She was lovely. But Mrs. York, you would not make angry. You would not make her angry. My friend Craig next to me, he was talking when she was talking. She said, "Craig, do not speak when I am speaking." He went smaller and smaller and smaller until he was under the table pretty much. She was scary. Now, 1 week, I forgot my homework. Now, she was angry, but it was okay. But the next week, you might think I'm keen. I was looking forward to doing a good job on my homework to make Mrs. York happy. So I got home, weekend ahead of me, it's great. Saturday, I woke up. Now, this is before email or internet. Looked in my bag to get my homework out so I could do a good job. I've forgotten my homework. Mrs. York was really going to be angry this time. Really angry. My weekend was ruined. Now, no matter how good or bad my Saturday was, or how good or bad my Sunday was, I knew that Monday was coming. And Mrs. York was going to be angry. Now, our lives are a bit like that. You might have a good day. You might try and forget about the sad times. But without Jesus, this is where we end. And it is sad. Hopefully, well, there is another part to the story, which we will hear about soon. Right, shall we read a bit more? Go back to our Bibles, Matthew 28. And we're looking at verses 5 to 9. So, if you're ready. The angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus, who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, 'He has risen from the dead, and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him.' Now I have told you." So the women hurried away from the tomb, afraid, yet filled with joy, and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them. "Greetings," he said. They came to him, clasped his feet, and worshipped him. Now, imagine now some of the children might be getting a bit restless. So we've got something at the front for you here. So if the children would like to come and sit at the front. And I'll tell you something that happened this week. Now, Now, does anybody know my cat?
No.
Some of you may have met her. She's a Persian cat, so she's got a flat face. We call her Squishy Face. Do you know the cat I mean? The kind of cat I mean? Flat face. Now, this is quite sad, actually. You see, 2 days ago, our cat died. And actually, I really love our cat, so I made a nice box to bury her in. And I put the box, it's in a cardboard box. I'm going to show it to you now, so Robbie's going to help me get it out. Thank you, Robbie. Now, I made a special box. It's decorated. It's very pretty. James, can you just come and I'll show you the box. It's under here. Can you lift this up for me? Here we are. Oh! Oh! Squishy Face! Oh, Squishy Face! Oh! Oh, I'm so glad to have you back! Thank you! Oh! Alright, oh! She's back from the dead! Right. Oh, we're going back under there, okay. Goodbye, Squishy Face. Now, I led you on, didn't I? My cat never died. But Jesus did die. He really was dead. And he really did come back to life. That's what Jesus did. So that's our big point this time. He's alive. Now, Do you remember all those sad things that I said about when Jesus died? What that meant for us? We've got some of them listed here. Robbie's going to give them out. So children, could you all just take one of these sheets? And we're going to show them, not those ones, great. We're going to show them to the adults, all the sad things that for when Jesus died. So children, get one each. So when you've got it, stand up and show it to the parents. Let's see what we've got. Here's some sad, hold them up. Hold them up. So here we've got stress, debts, sadness, what's that, loneliness, worry, illness. They're all there. And especially this one. Look at this one. This is the one no one, hold it up, no one could get around. The grave. That's what it was when Jesus was dead. Right, but children, Jesus has risen. So can you rip that for me? Just rip it once. In half. Great. And Robbie's going to come and collect them up. Don't rip it too many times, else we'll never get them all the bits. So we thought things would get worse and worse until we finally came to the grave. That's what we thought whilst he was dead. But with Jesus alive, all those promises from Jesus, they're not lost. They're going to really happen. So can we have the promises? The promises Jesus gave us. Right, children, you get another one each. And when you get it, hold it up for the parents to see, or the adults. So James, hold that up for all the parents. What's it say? Love from the Father. We are loved. What's yours say, Zach? Not sadness. Security. Because we know where we are going. To heaven. Look at this one. Bethany, hold that one up. Fun. Because God is a fun God. And here's the biggest one. Can you hold that up for me, Mim? Children of God. You know when Jesus teaches us to pray, the Lord's Prayer, he says, as we pray, we say, Father, because we are his children, if we're Christians. You know, in John's Gospel, in 1 verse 12, it says, everyone who puts their faith in Jesus has the right to call themselves a child of God. Not everybody, it's those who put their faith in Jesus are a child of God. Well done, children, you can sit down. And because Jesus, he actually rose from the dead. He was here, he went to here. He defeated the grave. That huge problem, he defeated it. It's gone. Because Jesus is alive and lives in heaven, he is God. He is powerful. He can actually make these things happen because he rose from the dead. It really happened. And whilst we were here, we thought, Jesus is going to make this a bit better. He'll make that a bit better. And we weren't sure who he was. Maybe he was a man. Maybe some other opposition would come and defeat him. You know, he looked okay, but it's nothing compared to this. Look, he defeated the grave and he rose. He is God. That is amazing, isn't it? All these promises are so much more wonderful. Now, we're nearly done. I've just got one more thing to say to you all right? This is all it is. This is where Jesus started. Now, how did he get over there? That's right. Via the grave. He went there, but through the grave. He's God. Why would he do that? Why would Jesus do that? Well, I'll tell you, it's not because he needed to die. He's God. It's not because he needed to die. It's because to give us these promises, we needed to die. Because look, this is my life and it's your life too. It's just one big mess, really. People we've hurt, things we've done wrong, things that we've screwed up and made a big mess. And when Jesus died, it wasn't because he needed to die. He was taking from me and from you, if you trust him, he was taking our mess and taking it to the grave so that you and me, we don't have to die. We can have these wonderful blessings. Isn't that just the best news on Easter Day and for our lives? So let's praise God. I'll finish with a prayer. Are you ready, guys? We're going to pray. Lord Jesus, thank you so much for what you did for us, taking our punishment so that we can go to heaven. And Father God, we are so thrilled that we can be your children and know you forever and have the security of knowing where we're going and looking forward to being with you in heaven and knowing you now. Thank you so much. Amen.